FM KIHR, News Radio 1300 and 103.9 KACI, and GorgeRadio.com present the Mid-Columbia Today Show with Mark Bailey.
Mid-Columbia Today is brought to you by GorgeNet, Gorge Recovery Service, and Skyline Hospital.
Now, here's Mark Bailey.
It is 8:06 in the morning. Good morning. I'm Mark Bailey on Mid-Columbia Today, News Radio 103.9 1300 KACI, 98.3 FM 1340 AM KIHR. We're online at GorgeRadio.com and we're on Alexa through the KIHR skill. And here's what we're doing this morning. First part of the program, we're going to be joined by Amy Behrens, Maryhill Museum of Art. We're going to talk about, well, Maryhill Museum of Art, as you would figure we would do with Amy, their executive director. Talk about some of the things they've got going on right now and what's coming up. They've got a couple of events coming along here. They've got another exhibit coming up toward August that we'll talk about, a new one. We'll talk about everything they're doing out there at Maryhill. Second half of the program this morning, Eve Elderwell is going to join us from the next door. She is their donor relations officer, and they've got some business-led fundraisers happening this summer. They're going to also bring back their Harvest of Hope fundraising event in the fall. So that's what's coming up on Mid-Columbia Today during the course of the next about hour or so of radio time. But first, as we always tend to do, let's tell you about this day as men and what it means, at least to some people. And we can tell you that on this day in 1776, the Continental Congress passed a resolution saying these United Colonies are and of right ought to be free and independent states. 1881, President James A. Garfield was shot by Charles Guiteau at the Washington Railroad Station. Garfield died the following September. Guiteau was hanged in June of 1882. 1917, rioting erupted in East St. Louis, Illinois, as white mobs attacked black residents. At least 50 and as many as 200 people, most of them black, are believed to have died in the violence. In 1937, aviator Amelia Earhart and navigator Fred Noonan disappeared over the Pacific Ocean while attempting to make the first round-the-world flight along the equator. 1962, the first Walmart opened in Rogers, Arkansas. 1964, President Lyndon B. Johnson signed a law, a sweeping civil rights bill passed by Congress, prohibiting discrimination and segregation based on race, color, sex, religion, or national origin. 1976, the U.S. Supreme Court in Gregg v. Georgia ruled 7-2 the death penalty was not inherently cruel or unusual. 1986, ruling in a pair of cases, the Supreme Court upheld affirmative action as a remedy for past job discrimination. In 1990, more than 1,400 Muslim pilgrims were killed in a stampede inside a pedestrian tunnel near Mecca, Saudi Arabia. 2002, Steve Fawcett became the first person to complete a solo circumnavigation of the world nonstop in a balloon. 2018, rescue divers in Thailand located 12 boys and their soccer coach who have been trapped by flooding as they explored a cave more than a week earlier. And in 2020, British socialite Ghislaine Maxwell was arrested in New Hampshire on charges she helped lure at least three girls, one as young as 14, to be sexually abused by the late financier Jeffrey Epstein. Maxwell will be convicted on 5 of 6 counts. Days for today, it is Freedom from Fear of Speaking Day, and specifically public speaking in this case, which brings to mind the old Jerry Seinfeld line about people apparently, when asked, preferred death over public speaking, which meant if they went to a funeral, that meant they'd rather be in the box than giving the eulogy. A lot of people hate public speaking. I'm not great at it, which you may think is the opposite of what you would believe because I'm on the radio all the time. But it's different. doing this. You look out at people. I remember one time I was doing I was invited to speak to a class at a school. It was a high school. And I'll tell you, there's nothing worse than speaking to high school teenagers in terms of the way you start to feel like maybe you're boring them. You guys get this glazed look at you out there. You almost rather see the fires of Hades in their eyes. But anyway, yeah, I know it is difficult. It's not the easiest thing in the world. It is I Forgot Day. This is a day apparently to apologize to people that you forgot like their birthday and things like that. It is World UFO Day if you're into that sort of thing. It is a Made in the USA Day today. This is supposed to be a day you make sure you buy American products, which is a good thing. And it's also World Sports Journalist Day today. I'm not sure as a play-by-play announcer I qualify necessarily as a sports journalist. But I'll take the day. Our food and drink day is just some drink day today. It's a liqueur called, and I'm not that familiar with it, Anisette. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it right. But no matter, celebrate responsibly. There it is for what it's worth, 8:11 in the morning. We're going to talk to Amy Behrens, Maryhill Museum, right after this.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling grandma for her recipe, no-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m., big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas, the ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2025 with select plans. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 7/2025. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation of single line gold unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
DQ presents How to Make Your Summer Take Flight. Just head into DQ for a new Superman Cake Batter Cookie Dough Blizzard Treat. Treat your inner hero to an epic mix of sugar cookie dough, sprinkles, and cake batter flavor. Blend it all with legendary DQ soft serve, and it's enough to tempt Superman himself. Fly into DQ for our new Superman Cake Batter Cookie Dough Blizzard Treat before it's gone. And don't miss Superman, only in theaters July 11th. DQ, happy tastes good. Only at participating locations.
There's nothing quite like the feeling of helping a neighbor in need. Right now, many families in the Gorge are without reliable transportation, and you can help make a real difference. Bi-Coastal Media, C.H. Ernest Motors, and Gill's Point S Tire and Auto proudly present Wheels of Hope. This September, one deserving local family will receive the keys to a 2015 Ford Focus, and it starts with your nomination. If you know a family that's fallen on hard times and needs a dependable vehicle, visit GorgeRadio.com. To tell us their story. It only takes a few minutes, but it could change their life. Wheels of Hope is made possible by community partners who care. C.H. Ernest Motors, Gill's, Point S Tire and Auto, Walmart of Hood River, Wagas, Skyline Hospital, A&C Equipment Repair, Sinclair, A&E Plumbing, Heating and Air, Bi-Mart, Cascade Farm and Outdoor, and Crestline Construction. Visit GorgeRadio.com today to nominate a family and be a part of Wheels of Hope, because together we drive change.
Here's my bucket list for the day. Read an article on a new subject. Say only nice things about others. And listen to everyone's opinions. Because making things better requires change. Now, these changes aren't going to show up on your news feed, but they're things I can do. So change something today. It's not going to change the entire world, but it's going to change your world. Change is in you. Pass it on. From PassItOn.com.
Mid-Columbia Today is a public affairs program of Bi-Coastal Media Columbia River. AM 1340 and 98.3 FM KIHR. News Radio 1300 and 103.9 KACI. And GorgeRadio.com. Now, back to Mark.
It is now 8:14 in the morning on Mid-Columbia Today. We do have with us now on the telephone the Executive Director at Maryhill Museum of Art, Amy Behrens, joins us. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning, Mark. Thanks for calling.
Well, thanks for having us on your schedule to be on the program this morning with us. And how are things going out there? I assume it's been a busy summer to this point.
Yes, it's been so busy, and we're so happy to welcome people to Maryhill Museum of Art for the 85th anniversary of our opening.
And talk about some exhibits you've got coming up here. First of all, I think this one is underway, even though I think there is a reception coming up for it in about a week or so. You've got an exhibit called Celestial Currents by an artist named Elise Wagner.
That's right. Elise Wagner is an Astoria-based artist, and she creates encaustic art, which is art that's created. It's very highly textured and using wax as well as mixed materials. That's currently on view in the N.J. Murdoch Charitable Trust Education Center through July 31st. But you can meet the artist in conversation with our curator of education and fellow artist, Sarah Kamik Paul, next Saturday, July 12th, at the reception and talk that starts at 2 p.m.
Yeah, you mentioned using wax in what she does. That must be an interesting process, because you look at the picture I'm seeing of one of her pieces on your website at maryhillmuseum.org. It's almost map-like looking at the picture.
Yes, it is, isn't it? You know, she's really interested in the architecture of the universe with atmospheric patterns and planetary motion, quantum energy. And so the process that she uses that fuses wax and pigments and drawings, it really mirrors the geological and cosmic phenomena that she investigates.
So, again, how long is that exhibit going to be up?
That's on view through July 31st. And also on view in that same gallery space is an exhibition called Contemporary Wapus. And Maryhill Museum of Art has hosted a Wapus basket weaving workshop facilitated by a woman named Justina Dominguez since 2023. And so that two-person exhibition of Wapus baskets by Dominguez and one of her students, Bernadine Mardell, is on view adjacent to Elise Wagner's work.
And now, if I'm trying to recall right, as I was getting ready for this, did I see that you also have some days where people can kind of learn about how they do this?
Yes, that's right. The last Saturday of every month from 10 a.m. to noon is a Wapus weaving workshop, and it's complimentary for everyone to attend into the museum and into the workshop. And Justina Dominguez leads this class as a way to promote indigenous healing, but it's for everybody to learn, to practice, to bring what they're working on, or to try making a Wapus for the first time.
And also in August, you'll have an exhibit that I believe it's pretty much centered around a large mural.
That's right. And this is a very unique mural for the museum as a whole. It's a graphic mural, which is different than, for instance, the mural that the museum facilitated that now hangs at the Hood River High School. So this mural is created by Portland-based graphic artist Damian Gilley, and it's going to cover a wide expanse of the education center as well. And because the top floor of our historic wing has the exhibition Capturing Light, 350 Years of European and American Painting, which includes landscapes painted throughout these centuries, this is now a nice complement to that exhibit with a very contemporary rendering in clean graphic digital lines of what the Columbia Gorge looks like from this artist's perspective.
And I'm looking at it how this is described here. It's through the lens of the photographic lens, which does he incorporate photography into putting together a mural like this?
He uses photography as a reference point, but I would describe his works as being line-based. He's also, in a sense, working in a way that you might identify with maps and three-point perspective, different vantage points. And he's created works all over the world. There are some gorgeous examples in Portland and Seattle, but also across the world in Saudi Arabia.
Can I see also it's done with its graphic abstraction, which I'm going to be honest, I have no idea what I just said.
It's okay. Graphic abstraction in this case means something that you might see people create on a program like Adobe Illustrator these days. where instead of using a hand-painted line, it's a very clean line.
So that will be August 9th, and I believe that will be up until the end of the year, I believe, and you'll have a reception that first day.
Yes, that's right, on August 9th. And that reception as well will include a conversation between the artist and our curator of education. So I hope people would like to learn more about the mural, how it was created, and why it was created. We'll come to that talk.
Now, this, of course, is an addition. You've got some exhibits that are going to be up throughout the course of your year there, which ends in mid-November. And I think one of the real hallmarks of this year, it's the and you've alluded to this, the Capturing Light exhibit people can continue to see.
Yes, it's such a stunning exhibition. And really, if you want to see prime examples of what we would consider old world art, the kind of art that you see when you go to museums in larger European cities, the larger U.S. cities, you can find that right here at Maryhill Museum of Art, with works that were created between the 17th century up to the present, encompassing representational painting traditions. And representational simply means that you know what you're looking at. You're not interpreting a blob or a line, but you can understand the art. And a lot of the art that was created before the present day, before the 21st or even late 20th century, was created because people wanted to see things that were beautiful. And we really value that. And so that's what you're going to see, is a lot of beautiful work.
Mm-hmm. So that is ongoing, and in conjunction with that, and this kind of runs in that vein, you've got an artist work called, his name was Robert Douglas Hunter, and this is a lot of still life work.
Yes, that's correct. Still life work. That's a subject that I think is underrated, but this is just really gorgeous work. This artist is part of a long lineage of artists that are painting in a classical tradition, and he was really kind of a punk rocker in his day, if you could believe it, because everyone around him, the prominent artists of the day, were into abstract expressionism or pop art, and so to paint like this was really to, give a thumb to those traditions and say, this is still important. It's still important to paint beauty. It's still important to be able to draft things and to paint life into these forms.
Mm-hmm. So those are among the exhibits that are currently being displayed at Maryhill Museum of Art. You've also got coming up here in September, so I know you're selling tickets for this right now. This is one of your big events of the year to fundraise with. You've got your fundraiser gala coming along on the 6th of September.
Yes, it's called Echoes of the Gorge, Art Through Time, and tickets are on sale for members currently now through next week. We have already sold 15 of our tables, only 10 tables left here, and you can also purchase individual tickets, and tickets are on sale here to the general public starting next week. And we really, really hope that everyone who can will attend this gala or make a gift to contribute to our 2026. It's going to be a big year, and it's the centennial of the dedication of our museum by Queen Marie of Romania. And not only that, but the tickets and the proceeds from that gala are going to fund the centennial programs, but also our educational programs and our special admissions programs. We give approximately $30,000 in complimentary or heavily subsidized tickets each year for the school groups that we bring in, for people using their library passes to visit, for Blue Star military families between Memorial Day and Labor Day, and all kinds of other programs to make sure that everyone who wants to make this Maryhill memory can come.
And the theme, we should note, it's Echoes of the Gorge for the fundraiser.
That's right. We have at Maryhill Museum of Art really a window into the rest of the world, but also the rest of the world comes here to get a window into the gorge, and we want to celebrate that. One of the things to me that's been so special since I arrived at the museum 2 years ago are the stories that I've heard generations of people say, well, I visited the museum as a child on a field trip or on a family visit, and I came back as a teenager, or I was married here. And then I came back with my own child on a field trip, and some of them say, you know, I'm here with my grandchild on a field trip, and this is third generation of visitors to Maryhill. I've never, ever experienced that anywhere else, and I think it's so special, and that is why Echoes at the Gorge is really a meaningful title for our gala.
So if those who would like to get tickets, Maryhillmuseum.org is where you can get all the information.
That's right.
And before we get away here, we should allude something, which when we had you on at the start of the season, I know you were working on, but apparently you've gathered the money to buy a freezer.
Yes, we have. And to anyone who didn't hear the story before, a freezer sounds like a funny thing for a museum to buy. But before there was this technique of freezing some of the objects that we have in our museum collections, museum professionals had to apply pesticides to make sure that they came into the collection free of any pests. And so that degraded those objects over time. And, you know, an important part of what we do as a museum is preserving those items for future generations in our collection. And so a way that museums work through this issue now is to freeze certain items that come into our collections. And this has made a huge difference to reach our fundraising goal there because we have so many incredible textiles, basketry, and other items that need to go through that process into a collections department, a large freezer, before they can be put on view for some planned exhibitions. So we're really, really happy to have reached that goal. And another goal we recently reached was a completion of our new, renovated sculpture park, the William and Catherine Dixon Sculpture Park, which will have its grand reopening on August 7th.
So plenty going on, Maryhill Museum of Art. For those who don't know, you're open through November 15th. I believe you're open every day. I don't think there's a day that you're not open in that time. Hours, how people
That's
can
right,
get there.
Every day. Sure, we're open every day from March 15th to November 15th, including all holidays, from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. And you can purchase your tickets in advance at maryhillmuseum.org for the most convenient way, easy check-in. And between Friday and Monday, the cafe is open, so you can grab yourself some coffee, some lunch, or a glass of wine.
Amy Behrens at Maryhill Museum of Art. Amy, thanks for doing this morning. We appreciate it.
Thanks again for having me. Have a great rest of your day.
Have a good day. Amy Behrens from Maryhill Museum of Art, one of the great attractions in our Columbia Gorge region. It is 8:28 in the morning. We'll come back and have the news for you. Eve Elderwell from the next door is going to join us. And that'll be after the bottom of the hour and the news as we continue along on Mid-Columbia Today right after this.
Celebrate the 4th of July Hood River style. Start with the Hood River Parade at 10 a.m. on the Heights. Then gather for a spectacular community-funded fireworks show at 10 p.m. at the event site. Big thanks to our title sponsor, the Mamir Project, and donors Rotary Hood River, White Salmon Lions, and Mount Adams Fruit. Donate today and enter our raffle giveaway. Win rafting for two, a wine tour for six, foil lessons, or handmade silver dollar belt buckles. More at HoodRiverFireworks.com. Come celebrate safely and together in Hood River this 4th of July.
A lot of land comes with a lot of work. The new Kubota MX Series has a lot to offer, including the versatility to mow, move hay bales, grade roads, and clear brush and snow. An optional spacious cab to keep you comfortable in any conditions. A front-end loader with excellent loader lift capacity and transmission options. Visit your local Kubota dealer today.
See Shepherds, 440 Riverside Drive, Hood River, your Kubota dealer.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Did you know that more than 60 million Americans are about to hit the road for the 4th of July weekend? If you're planning on traveling this summer season, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. You can earn up to 35 cents every time you fill up.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get cash back? If you like free money, Download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app this 4th of July. Use promo code DELUXE35 to get an extra 35 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Get a limited time 4th of July offer when you download the free Upside app and use promo code DELUXE35 for a 35 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code DELUXE35 for a 35 cents per gallon bonus. Offers vary by user and location. Go to upside.com for terms and conditions.
Coffee for Mid-Columbia Today guests is provided by Hood River Coffee Roasters, the gorgeous local coffee roasters on Tucker Road on the Heights in Hood River.
And it is now 8:30 in the morning on Mid-Columbia Today. Let's take a look what's in the news. The Oregon Capitol Chronicle is reporting emails by Oregon Department of Transportation leadership indicate the agency plans to lay off up to 700 employees as soon as next week. Those layoffs would take effect by the end of the month. The move comes after the Oregon legislature adjourned for the year without passing a transportation funding bill that the department says it needs to maintain staff and close a more than $300 million shortfall. ODOT Director Christopher Strickler sent an email to staff hours after adjournment that the legislature's inability to pass a transportation package to keep the agency solvent is, quote, shocking, scary, and frustrating. Strickler said the email was the hardest message he ever had to send in his career. He says employees who do jobs that are funded by the State Highway Fund will be most vulnerable to layoffs, but ODOT is trying to save as many positions as possible by leaving current vacancies unfilled. Still, they said between 600 and 700 employees would likely be laid off. Local and statewide transportation advocates say the consequences of the legislature's inaction go beyond staffing cuts, with local officials preparing for broader challenges to maintain their own aging infrastructure. Wasco County's next multi-agency resource center event for those impacted by the Rowena fire will include information about the state-led debris removal process. It'll be held today at 5 at the Gloria Center in the Dalles at 2502 West 7th. Those who cannot attend in person can access the event by Zoom. The link's available on the Wasco County Sheriff's Office Facebook page. There'll be information on the two phases of debris removal for those that have signed a right of entry form. Wasco County Emergency Management staff and the Department of Environmental Quality will be available to explain the process, answer questions, and provide a guide through the next steps in recovery. ROE forms grant the necessary permission for county and DEQ personnel to access property for cleanup. Forms will be available at the event. Federal authorities, along with the Clickitat County Sheriff's Office, arrested a Goldendale area man who is a registered sex offender on new charges. The Sheriff's Office says Homeland Security Investigations and the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force executed a search warrant last week at the home of Corbett Craig. Craig was not in the residence at the time, was located by sheriff's deputies a short time later in High Prairie. He was taken to the Clickitat County Jail on a local charge of possession of child pornography, and the next day was transported to Yakima to be held on federal charges. The city of Maupin announced its boil water notice for Upper Maupin has been lifted. Coliform and E. coli tests of its water system came back negative on Tuesday. The water has now been verified as safe to drink, allowing the boil water notice to be officially lifted. Maupin officials are asking residents to continue to be frugal with water use by limiting irrigation as much as possible. Maupin's main water reservoir broke open on Saturday, causing a complete loss of water for a time to parts of Upper Maupin, including Canyon Rim Assisted Living, the clinic, and all homes in the Troutman Addition. City officials are working with state and county representatives to move toward a permanent fix for the reservoir. It is 8:33 in the morning.
Hi, it's Melissa at Del Carpine Automotive. You know how long 10 minutes is? It's how long it takes me to wrangle my dog into the car most days. Yep, it's also how close we are to our old location. We are now neighbors to adopt a dog, just a quick drive up the hill. Same team, same top-notch service, and a bigger space to handle all makes and models. Have you been putting off getting the scheduled maintenance done on your vehicle? Come see us. At Del Carpine Automotive, no job is too big or too small. We work on them all, and we are family-owned and Columbia Gorge strong.
Hey, my name is Nee Addy, and I'm the Chief Marketing Officer of Philo, the TV streaming service that puts its audience first. What does that mean? It means no hidden fees and no long contracts. It means 24/7 customer support with real people. And it means the easiest and most affordable way to watch the stuff you love to watch. Live TV from networks like A&E, BET, Nickelodeon, and Discovery. All the groundbreaking blockbusters from AMC+. A huge library of movies and shows on demand that you can stream now or save to rewatch for up to a year. and fast forward through commercials. We even have more than 100 channels that are always free, even if you pause or cancel your subscription. And the best part, TV shouldn't break the bank. So all of this is just $28 a month when you sign up at philo.tv. Check us out risk-free. That's philo.tv.
When I had my injury, I realized that my home was just not working for me and that it was time to ask for help. Homes for Our Troops is really giving me my life back. It's not just about a home. It's about creating a family and a community that's going to stick with you for the rest of your life.
Homes for Our Troops builds and donates specially adapted custom homes nationwide for severely injured post-9/11 veterans and enables them to rebuild their lives. Join our mission at hfotusa.org.
Mid-Columbia Today is a public affairs program of Bi-Coastal Media Columbia River, AM 1340 and 98.3 FM KIHR, News Radio 1300 and 103.9 KACI, and GorgeRadio.com. Now, back to Mark.
8:35 in the morning on a Mid-Columbia Today. We now have with us on the phone from the next door, their donor relations officer, Eve Elderwell. Good morning, Eve.
Hi there, Mark. Thanks so much for having me on. How's it going?
Well, not bad. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
Well, let's get into here. You've got some, what I guess are called business-led fundraisers this summer. So exactly how does this work?
Yeah, sure, Mark. So to start, as you likely know, since you get to chat with a lot of my coworkers, the next door is huge. We're a large social service agency. We have over 100 staff. Some of our data this year is showing us that we're reaching over 10,000 individuals, families, and kiddos around the Gorge through our events and some of the services that we provide. And so a lot of times we get asked from the community how folks can get involved. And one of the ways, and this is why I'm so excited to be able to chat with you this morning, but one of the ways that folks can get involved is by attending and supporting some of our business-led fundraisers. So every year through our development and marketing and fundraising department, of which I'm a part, we get to, and this is one of our favorite things to do as well, Mark, we get to go out into the community, connect with some of the small local businesses that serve our area, and see if we can partner on a business-led fundraiser. So a lot of times this might look like the business offering to take on a one-off event. For example, we have a ice cream social coming up in July, on July 28th from 5 to 9 over at Pizza Leona's in White Salmon. So we might have these one-offs where businesses will run a one-night dinner or this ice cream social, for example, and then a proceed of the purchases that are made at those businesses are then donated to the next door. Other times we might have business-led fundraisers that we partner with that will say, hey, I will for an entire month donate a dollar of every drink that we sell of this particular type of drink to the next door, either to a specific program or to the next door as an agency overall. So in a quick nutshell, that is a little bit of what a business-led fundraiser is, and we do have some exciting opportunities for the community to get involved, show up, support local businesses, and also support the next door in the process.
I say, how many of these do you have planned? I mean, it sounds like you got a few businesses involved.
Yeah, we are always in the process of reaching out to small businesses, Mark, whether that's in White Salmon and on the Klickitat County side or in Hood River or Wasco County, et cetera. So right now we do have through the summer two specific small business-led fundraisers happening. Like I mentioned a second ago, we have Pizza Leona over in White Salmon. So if any of you are interested in crossing the bridge or if you are residents of the White Salmon Klickitat County area, now through December 31st, Pizza Leona's offers a community pie one day a week, and 15% of those proceeds of the community pie, if you go out and you get their pizza and request a community pie, 15% of that pie that is sold is donated to the next door. In addition, like I said a second ago, We have the ice cream social at the end of July from 5 to 9 at Pizza Leona's. So if you, your family, your kiddos, if you enjoy free ice cream, you can head on down to Pizza Leona's, get a scoop of ice cream thanks to Pizza Leona's. And then if you're interested as well in purchasing a community pie, some of those proceeds will go to the next door too. And then in addition to that, Mark, we also, on the white salmon side, we've partnered with Everybody's Brewing. And for July and August, they are donating their tip line to the Nextdoor's Native Supports program. So for those of you who love Everybody's, you can head on down that way and support the Nextdoor and get a great meal on Everybody's as well.
So I did notice a theme in these, food.
Yes. Well, as you know, when there is food, people will come. And so food is always a fantastic way to bring the community together, bring friends and family and friends of the next door together as well, too. So we definitely, a lot of what we do is reaching out to restaurants, reaching out to eateries, reaching out to coffee shops, wine bars, et cetera. And that those have always been some wonderful supporters of the next door business-wise. So, yes, we do have, you know, throughout the year, Mark, we always have business-led fundraisers happening. We can be working with up to, I would say, over 10, maybe between 10 to 20 businesses a year is kind of our goal, to be able to connect with these businesses, get to know them, encourage the community to go support them, and then partner for a good cause as well.
So there's a business that's interested in taking part in something like this. How do they do it?
Sure. Great question. A lot of times, Well, I would say there's two ways. One, the business itself can get in touch with us at the next door, of course, either by calling our main office or by reaching out to our team's email, which is development@nextdoorinc.org. And or, you know, if we have community members that suggest a good restaurant to go check out, we on our team might go wander over to the restaurant, grab a meal, get to know the restaurant, and then try to spark up that business relationship as well with them and see if they'd be interested in partnering. So I would say it goes both ways. Sometimes the business will approach us and there's always that opportunity and that open door, or we might go and connect with the businesses through a warm handoff or just going out and seeing what they're up to as well.
Something else you're doing on the fundraising side for the next door is we talked to Eve Elderwell, their donor relations officer. Harvest of Hope, this is coming back this fall, it looks like.
Yes, great point, Mark. So every fall, and really we just started this past year, but this will be the second year that we are really kicking this off. We are hosting our fall fundraiser, Harvest of Hope, in October of this year. And again, this is a great way to bring the community together, to learn a little bit about the next door, to support the next door if that feels accessible to the individuals that are coming. On Thursday, October 23rd, at the Ruins from 5:30 p.m. to 8 p.m., we will be hosting our Harvest of Hope. There'll be a taco bar. There'll be live music. We'll have a keynote speaker, and we welcome individuals to come and attend this event, hear about the next door, and really just spend an evening in community supporting a good cause.
So, again, I got distracted here in the studio. When is this going to be, time and place?
Sure thing. This is going to be on Thursday, October 23rd. At the Ruins in Hood River from 5:30 to 8 p.m.
Are there tickets to buy for this, or is this just simply a come and take part? Kind of, I know that's the way a number of events at that location tend to work.
Yes. Yeah, great question, Mark. We will be selling tickets to this event. We we're just about ready to launch our promotions, so we'll have flyers circulating. We'll have this event listed. And really all of the events, Mark, that we're doing, whether they're the business-led fundraisers or like the ice cream social coming up later this month, we try to put all of those events on our website, nextdoorinc.org, as well. So once we have that event up and running, folks can go to our website. They'll see flyers. We'll have the newsletters, the press releases, et cetera, out and about circulating in the community so that folks can come and purchase a ticket to this event, again, to partake in the great food music. We'll have a online and silent auction as well at the event. We have some incredible businesses and individuals already donating experiences and classes and art to the event as well to support the next door. So there will be an opportunity for attendees, in addition to purchasing your ticket, if you're someone that would like to participate in the raffle, in the auction as well, we will have that available. So yes, there will be tickets coming soon to that event. We hope to launch that in the next month or so.
You know, as we talk about all the fundraising efforts here, what right now is, because so much of what is done at the Next Door, of course, comes through grants or government funding, et cetera. You know, and we hear all about the various funding issues around, you know, at state and federal levels now, as far as grants are concerned. Mm-hmm. What is the picture right now for an agency like the Next Door, which has so many different, obviously programs? I'm sure it differs from program to program, but what is it like right now to try to fund these?
Sure. Yeah, thanks, Mark. I had a feeling that you might ask this question, and this is definitely on the top of our mind within the Next Door, too, as we look at moving forward with some of our programs and how we want to sustain some of the work that's happening at the Next Door. And, you know, what I will say right now is that for our agency, we are doing okay. Nonprofits really are experiencing so many challenges right now, and the Next Door is definitely feeling these concerns as well, too. Right now, we do, my understanding is we receive about 20 to 25% federal funding, so, and much of our funding, Mark, more so comes from state contracts. So we are doing okay right now, but that said, we really are taking a look at where, you know, one, where we can lean into some of the community partnerships that we have with other organizations in the Gorge. Our data shows that we partner with at least 40 other nonprofits and agencies around the Gorge. So we're really looking at some of those partnerships that we can lean on, where we can support them, how we can be supported. And then truly, Mark, you know, from that federal perspective, again, we're really grateful that a lot of the support we have comes from the states. There's a lot of state funding. There's a lot of unknowns right now, especially if state budgets change, if they tighten, if they pull back some of their funding, then we'll continue to have more questions, and we'll have to, again, continue to navigate how we, what grants we apply for, what grants are available, where we receive our funds. But really, too, Mark, what we're seeing in our development department is just how much the community itself is stepping in. We're getting a lot of individuals right now, whether that's the businesses, individual donors, organizations, associations, churches, et cetera, that are coming forward in the last few months and just offering such a plethora of support. And so we always like to tell individuals, and this might sound like a cliche, but one, what I've learned is that we're stronger when we work together, and two, even like whatever you can give, that does have an impact on the community level. So No donation is too small. No donation is too large. There's so many options to give back right now, whether that's volunteering with the Next Door or any other nonprofit in need at this moment in the Gorge. There's opportunities to volunteer. We're always encouraging individuals to, if you're doing some spring cleaning or fall cleaning, and if you want to grab something out of your closet, or if you have hygiene supplies or school items or baby items you don't need anymore, consider dropping that off at the Next Door. That's a great way to also make an impact, especially if we do see any of those funding cuts that are directly impacting the supplies and the services that we get out to families. And then as well, really just the amount of donations and the support that the community is giving, whether that's $15 a month or more of that as well. We've just seen an incredible outpouring of generosity. And so really, you know, with the questions of funding, there's a lot of unknowns. We're doing okay. We'll continue to take a look at what grants really align with the Next Door's mission and values, and at the same time, continue to partner with organizations in the area and continue to encourage the community. We know it's such a hard time for so many people. And again, that maxim of we're stronger when we work together, what we're seeing with individuals stepping in, giving back what they can, showing up to events, making connections with others, that is what will hopefully I cross my fingers. I want to believe this, Mark. And some days are harder than others, and some days are easier than others. But with that spirit in our community, that resilience, and we're hopeful that that will help bring us all together over the next few months. Challenging times.
Eve Elderwell from The Next Door. Again, nextdoorinc.org is the website to learn more about what they do. Eve, thanks for doing this. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Mark. I appreciate your time.
It is almost 8:50. We will come back and continue on, getting the peak toward the 4th of July right after this.
Looking for a summer experience your child will never forget? Sign them up for Empowered Movement Aerials Summer Camps in Hood River. Kids ages 4 and up will soar through the air, build strength and flexibility, and gain confidence in a fun, supportive environment. With small class sizes, every student gets personalized attention while learning the magical art of aerial performance. Let their imagination take flight this summer. Visit empoweredmovementaerial.org to register today. Maybe sign yourself up for an adult class, too.
Oaks Amusement Park, Oregon's historic amusement park, is celebrating 120 years of safe, wholesome family fun. This landmark season, visit the Oaks for thrill rides, mini golf, carnival games, and roller skating. And experience a classic piece of Oregon history that has been delighting and exciting families since 1905. Plan your visit, view deals and discounts, and learn more about Oaks Park history today at oakspark.com.
Bring family and friends.
Where the fun ever ends.
Oaks Amusement Park.
Come celebrate the 4th of July at the Port of Cascade Locks Marine Park. Enjoy delicious food vendors, live music, scenic cruises aboard the Stern Wheeler Columbia Gorge, and an unforgettable fireworks show over the river. Brought to you by Umpqua Bank, Neal Creek Portable Sanitation, Bike the Gorge, Hood River Supply, the City of Cascade Locks Tourism Committee, and the Port of Cascade Locks. It's a family-friendly celebration you won't want to miss. Details at portofcascadelocks.gov. Port of Cascade Locks. Join us to celebrate the 4th of July.
For 48 straight years, Ford F-Series have been the best-selling trucks in America. We got here by engineering breakthrough technology, redefining built Ford tough, and never settling for second best. But what's really made Ford F-Series the number one selling trucks in America is you. Ford F-Series, built Ford tough. Based on 1977 to 2024 calendar year total sales.
Coffee for Mid-Columbia Today guests is provided by Hood River Coffee Roasters, the gorgeous local coffee roasters on Tucker Road on the Heights in Hood River.
And we're coming up on 8:52 in the morning on Mid-Columbia Today. And we're talking about the climate for nonprofits right now, for financial. Actually, there's someone in the area that's very well connected in helping raise money for these organizations and develop grant writing, especially. And we've communicated a little bit. At some point, I like to do this. Prior problem is who you bring on. But kind of bring on and have a discussion about what I alluded to there at the end, which is what are the ramifications at the various federal and state levels of what we're seeing right now budgetarily, and this in particular at the federal level. And when you hear somebody talk about state contracts, some of that's federal pass-through. So there's state-level stuff that gets impacted by this. But have a discussion about what the impacts are to some of these agencies. And you know, how they adapt to a changing climate for how they gather funds to do their work. Interesting conversation to have. I say this regardless of where you come down on some of these things. It's all right, you may be thinking, no, we don't need some of this, or the federal government should be giving out grant funds to these local levels, etc. But you know, this gets kind of to where when I hear talk about budget cuts at the government level, and basically at local governments, Hood River County is a classic example. A few years ago, and we may be about to go through this again. Actually, we are going through it again. And I remember people would say what they think the county should quit doing. You know, literally hold departments to drop But in many cases, what they would bring up or was work that was being done that wasn't off the county budget, that was coming from state grants and federal grants, and it wasn't going to save the county a dime. it wasn't worthwhile to discuss in the budget process. But, you know, some of these things are just not going to happen at some stage. Some of these services. It'd be interesting to discuss, you know, I don't know if you can make it up through fundraising. I've got it, my doubts, not everything. Well, it'll be an interesting discussion to have. I hope we're going to have it here at some point in the next couple weeks or so, or few weeks, I should say. I haven't had to talk to this person for a while, but I'd like to do it. I think the problem was trying to narrow it down. It was a whole group of these agencies wanting to do this, and I'm not set up to have 9 or 10 people in the studio. And it would be just very difficult to follow. Well, I just was going to do some 4th of July things, and I realized I got one more break to do, so I'm going to take it real quick. Then I'll come back and do that, too. It's coming up on the show tomorrow because we're not on Friday with the 4th of July. So we have one more show for the week. And we'll come back on MCT after this.
I am Christine Douglas. I work here in patient services at Skyline Health. My main job is registration and answering any questions our patients have. I know when people are here, they're here because they're in pain and they need help. At Skyline, we treat every patient as an individual. I'm here to serve because these are my people, my friends, my kids, and my neighbors. I'm reminded every day of how lucky I am to work in such a close, caring, and beautiful community. I am Skyline.
Applications are now open for the 2025 Local Government Academy, a free program designed to educate community members about the operations, services, and programs of the City of The Dalles. Eligible applicants must be residents of The Dalles, at least 18 years old, interested in future civic engagement, and available to attend all sessions. Applications are due by Friday, August 8th, 5 p.m., and can be found at thedalles.org/LGA2025.
Tune in weekday mornings at 8:05 and keep up with community events and issues with the Mid-Columbia Today Show on the Mid-Columbia's News Leaders, AM 1340 and 98.3 FM KIHR, and News Radio 1300 and 103.9 KACI.
Mid-Columbia Today is brought to you by GorgeNet, Gorge Recovery Service, and Skyline Hospital. 8:56 in the morning on Mid-Columbia Today. Bubble Man's Lunar Mill School Auditorium today, 5:30. That's presented by the Hood River County Library District. It's part of their summer reading program events. Music and Magic in the Park. That series begins at 6 this evening at the Dalles City Park. Brewer's Grade is going to be performing, presented by the Dalles Wasco County Library and Northern Wasco Parks and Rec. Bring your lawn chairs and your blankets to that. Fort Dalles 4th Rocket Run is going to be coming up at 7 o'clock in the morning on Friday. Registration at 6:30 at the Bargeway Pub in the Dalles. 1 mile, 3K, and 5K options. Adults $20, youth $10. It benefits the Dalles High School cross country team. Pre-register at fireworksinthedalles.com. Hood River Colas Cramner 4th of July Run and Walk from the Odell Fire Department at Jackson Park in Hood River. There's no pre-registration for this. You register at Odell Fire Department at 7 in the morning, walkers at 8, runners at 9. Registration day of the event, $15. Information at 4thofjulyrun.wordpress.com. Fort Dalles 4th Kids Fair, 8 to 4 Friday at the Dalles City Park. Also the free community breakfast at 8 in the morning. First come, first served when supplies last. Also, a 4th of July demolition derby. That's at Clickitat County Fairgrounds in Goldendale. Gates open at 10 in the morning on Thursday. Call 509-261-0484 for registration information. Hometown USA Parade in the Dalles, 10 o'clock in the morning of Friday. Again, go to fireworksinthedalles.com. The Hood River 4th of July Parade from 12th and Pacific to Jackson Park. That starts at 10 Friday morning. To sign up, go to hoodriverlions.club. White Salmon 4th of July Parade, 11 in the morning. Call the Mount Adams Chamber of Commerce at 509-493-3630 to get signed up. Concert in the Park with the Gorge Winds Concert Band Friday morning at 11. That'll be in the Dalles City Park. And we're out of time. I'm Mark Bailey. Thank you for joining us. We'll talk to you again on Thursday.
The Mid-Columbia Today Show is a public affairs presentation of Bi-Coastal Media Columbia River. The views expressed on the program are not necessarily those of the station, parent company, or of the sponsors. We welcome your suggestions for future shows. Call us at 888-786-1511. Thanks for listening to Mid-Columbia Today.